damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Really does. Really does, you know?
It's tough.
Sometimes it's tough being a gangster. Sometimes it's hard, but, you know, it does feel good most times. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to it. The Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, the two whitest guys, least gangster guys ever. But we're here.
It's been sunny out.
Yeah.
Starting to get a little tan. I mean,
does that make you gangster? Is that what you're saying?
A little bit more, I think.
That's more mobsterish. You got that dark mobster tan, that dark, you know, Italian tan. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Jeez. That's how I stand next to my wife. I'm like, oh, my God.
She does make you look like a ghost. Like, I'm sure there's been times where people have thought, oh, no, miss, you're being followed by a ghost. Like, no, it's just my husband.
That's my husband. I know. He's see-through. He's from the bottom of the ocean.
Ma'am, I don't want to alarm you, but there's a ghost right behind you.
She's Ecuadorian, so she can sit by a lamp, and we'll get darker on that side that the lamp is. I mean, it's unbelievable how fast that lady can get tan.
Do you ever startle her when she's like walking around like the corner and you two?
Oh, God, scared me.
Whew. I thought you were a ghost, Hunter.
A ghost with a wispy beard. It's scary.
Thinnest ghost I've ever seen. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, she does roll over in the bed sometimes. Yeah!
Jeez!
You had chains hanging off of you.
It was Ebenezer Scrooge for a second being visited by the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future. Ma'am!
Yeah.
I look at her, I'm like, hey.
I'm too tall and gangly to be a ghost. You should know that by now, lady. It's because you're all tan and whatnot.
That's why you're not allowed in haunted houses. You scare too many people. I thought it was a real ghost.
You were part of the act.
You know what? I just imagine you like on your electric longboard just kind of floating. It looks like you're floating by.
That's why I always wear old-timey clothes, because it really sells it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best way to do it. All right. Well, enough of Brock and the haunting of Hunter. We need to keep her going. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I know this seems like a story that I would make up or something that I would be on board for, but I don't think I like this. I don't think I like this. So I'm going to play you some audio, and I'm going to see if you can figure out, Hunter, what exactly is happening here, okay?
All right.
Okay, hold on. Let me replay that.
Is that the right video? Tab are you on?
I'm in the right tab. But okay, just in case you missed the first part, and we'll keep her going here.
Okay. Sorry, what's that part?
Try and guess, all right? After what you heard, let me just play the first part one more time. Okay. What is happening here?
I know. Usually I stuff a pillow up by the speaker, and it's like I'm in seventh grade. It's 2 a.m.
Turn the volume down.
Turn the volume down. I'm trying to dial into AOL. I want the parents to hear.
That video from LimeWire finally downloaded.
Oh, geez.
Any idea, Hunter?
Something's going on. She's getting her foot rubbed or something. I know there's a little twist on this.
So, in Sweden, this is where this took place, some garbage cans will talk dirty for trash. The city of Malmö installed talking garbage cans that get, shall we say, aroused after being fed trash. So, if you drop in some trash, i.e. this first part, then the trash can goes, I know this seems like something that's right up my alley. All right, you guys know me.
There's probably just some dude with a bag of trash over his shoulder standing over that thing just one at a time.
It's trash day today. Yes.
Yes.
Why are you wearing
trash day so hot?
Mesh shorts and carrying a bottle of lube. Well, don't worry about it.
That's a whole new meaning on hot trash, doesn't
it? Just a hot trash, man. I don't think this thing will encourage people to put more. Well, maybe it will because it's cracking us up. I think I wouldn't mind throwing some trash in a can.
No, you'd end up having sex with it. That's what you're going to end up doing.
Look, I have put my genitals in a lot of different places, okay? I'm going to admit it. Honestly, there's been some you could compare to a actual trash can, all right? Bar time.
Try a trash compactor.
Right. No, that's right. Those. No, no, no. You don't want it. Hey, don't flip that switch. Don't flip that switch. So next time you're in Sweden, I don't know if this will be a thing around the world, but for right now, you go to Sweden, trash can get you a rock hard. Right there. You just give it some trash. And
who's the voice for that? Was that your mom?
Oh, you son of a... How dare you?
Yes.
How dare you?
Yeah. Sound familiar? It really did sound familiar.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, it did, didn't it? Huh? You, like, you've heard
that
before?
Moan.
Yeah?
Name that moan.
You son of a... This was a nice... We were having a nice, fun time here. Okay?
Yes.
Talking about moaning trash cans, and you come in with that trash. Mm-hmm. You know what?
He's got to pay for Christmas, man. You know, just saying.
What kind of STD do you think you can get from a trash can?
Every STD.
Everyone?
Yeah, especially the one that moans because, you know, there's a lot of dudes lurking over that thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give you my trash. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you like that trash, don't you? You're a dirty girl, aren't you? Yeah.
The trash can just moan at me? What?
All right. I'm more aroused than I thought I'd be at the end of this.
Say, where do you get one of these trash cans?
Let's take a break. I'm going to look on Amazon, see if they have moaning trash cans. All right. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back. The Plan B morning.